Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, Mangino, it's going to be nice Monday while you and I are working, so maybe we can drive by somewhere where we're done and pick up a cocktail?
I think maybe we can do that. All we're waiting for now is the governor to sign the legislation that makes it possible for bars to sell cocktails of up to a pint for takeout or delivery. And you have to have a facility that's already serving meals. So if you're just a 100% bar and you got some, you know, some chips or pretzels or whatever and no real menu, you can't get involved in this. But if you're a restaurant and you have a sizable menu and you want to be able to start selling alcohol and you've lost a considerable portion of your sales, then you're going to be able to do this, at least for a little while, until we get people to get back into restaurants at a certain level of about 60% seating capacity.
So, wondering how some other organizations feel about this idea. People kind of call it cocktails to go. Myla Hayes, no relation, is the manager of victim services for Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, Pennsylvania. She joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. What's your gut? What does the organization think about this, Myla? Welcome, by the way.
Thank you for having me. Certainly, Matt realizes that these are difficult and different times for businesses, to be very honest. But Matt has never gotten involved in alcohol sales unless it involves sales to people under the age of 21. But as you know, Matt, as a leading traffic safety advocate, of course, we urge that restaurants and other establishments that do sell alcohol by delivery or takeout do so by making sure that sales are to persons over 21, right? Mm-hmm. And follow open container laws and best practices. We want to remind the public that it is never okay to drink and drive, that any alcohol sold should be consumed in a safe location. I'm suggesting, strongly suggesting, home that does not require driving after drinking in accordance with the law. Of course, MAD has worked and continues to work with families and victims and survivors that have lost loved ones due to horrific consequences to drinking and driving. So please follow the laws of PA, which have made it illegal to drink while driving.
Do you have any concerns that offering people alcohol like this, where the seal that one could put on it is something as simple as just a sticker that would show that it's sealed, Are you concerned that it's too enticing for people to drink while they're driving by doing this?
Certainly there is some concern, and that is why I share the comments I shared. And I want to really highlight this statement again, that it is never okay to make the choice to drink and drive.
It's kind of, and I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying loud and clear. And I know how many times in my life I have had the takeout dinner in the backseat of the car and tried to reach back there and open the bag and grab a French fry out of the bag because I couldn't wait until I got home to take that fry. And I just wonder if having a sealed container with alcohol is almost like the same temptation for someone else in that situation. Feels similar to me.
I understand that comment, certainly, and that sentiment. And I think that's why I mentioned that we must continue to be responsible and follow the laws of PA. Alcoholic drinks should be served in sealed containers and stored in a trunk or out of reach of the driver. And so I certainly hope that folks will heed and follow the laws of Pennsylvania in light of.
You know, one of the things that surprised me, I recently learned that beer distributorships, and I guess there are others that are out there too, that are able to sell slushy drinks with alcohol in them, and they're drive-through facilities, and the person never needs to get out of the car. They go in, they buy whatever beer they want to buy the case, and then, oh yeah, by the way, I want two slushies, and here they come, 20-ounce drinks, 32-ounce drinks, whatever they may be, and they get them, and then they go off, and they drive down the way, hoping that people are not going to drink them. When everything else, we go to the store, Lynn, and we find something we want to buy. We go through the drive-thru. We get the drink. We drink the drink. Mm-hmm. Coffee, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
It's just surprising to me that we're doing that with slushies already at different facilities. And if that's the case, then I don't know what the argument would be for not allowing it to happen at one of these restaurants either.
Mm. Well, I guess the saving grace is this is not permanent, correct? Is that your understanding, Myla, that this would be a temporary?
That is my understanding. It is temporary. It's just during this COVID-19 pandemic.
All right. We'll find out. Let's let Myla go because I know she's got to run. We have to run as well. And let's open up the phone lines, Robert, before we go to traffic. Thanks, Myla.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.